Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
And we are back in Horton with sole possession of first place in the Northeast Kansas League on the line. The Cobras and the Chargers both 8-0 in league play. And first place up for grabs here tonight. Final matchup here of this NEKL try. Glad to be a part of it. Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman. I'm Brandon Tabman. Here we go, partner. First place on the line. What do we got?
Yeah, no, a lot of big implications in this one. And both these teams, they have teeter totters the last five matchups. It's been win, loss. Horton won the last one. So if we go by that trend, Jackson Heights could win this one, but we've seen what Horton was just able to do just a handful of days ago in the Hiawatha Invitational. Horton was able to win 25-15 and then set number two, 25-18, able to close out the Cobras. I got a little bit of a scoop in that game. A lot of it was just defended well up at the net. Horton just dominated the top of the net. And coming in this year, I've heard from a lot of people in this community, and especially the NAKL, that the top two teams coming into this year was expected to be Mar Hill and Horton. No one really expected Jackson Heights to be in that. It was kind of just like, well, you know, they're going to have to figure themselves out, but here they're figuring themselves out nicely as they take on Horton.
Here we go, and we have officially gotten underway here with the serves and across to the far side of the floor. That's where the Cobras reside, and now they push it near side with the pink shirts of the Chargers here at home, and now the fans really into it, and there's a quick whistle violation, and the Chargers take a 1-0 lead.
Chargers tonight, and their three sets that they've played, they've started off 1-0.
I wonder if the fans here understand what's at stake here tonight. With, again, first place on the line in the NEKL. Sole possession of it. Both teams are 8-0 currently, and there's a set, there's a spike, and the Cobras are on the board. Brent Shoup with the kill shot.
Brent Shoup, big contributor in the last game, and she continues to contribute here. We talked about coming into the day, she had over 100 kills, and man, she's been adding to that tally.
Far side of the floor, first opportunity for the Cobras to serve with Mulroy. Sends it across, backline dig here by Sturton. Now left side, pushed across. Good job by Huntlitz. And now the Cobras on a free ball, get it back across. Sturton up front, there's the tap. Deflected, down it goes. That was Bobby Becker, middle front of the net. And Horton takes a 2-1 lead.
So crucial of a player Bobby Becker was, and as she comes up here serving, that's where she was most crucial and critical at, is her serving role.
Here's Becker, again serving, top of the net, and a step back across. Now the Chargers, a little miscommunication, pushed on the back line, and it's in there for a point. Off the cusp, it looked like it was going to be strong by Huntlitz, but just enough to land it on the line, and now 3-1 Horton.
It all starts with the serve.
Here is Becker again continuing to serve. Was good at that in the first matchup here tonight as they swept Horton, or Morehill Mount Academy, excuse me, and there's another point for Huntlitz. Set up right in front of her at the net, and she just tapped it down. Three straight for the Chargers. They lead it 4-1.
We brought it up at the beginning. Horton Chargers, they return a first-team all-leaguer with Carly Huntlitz and then also Piper Chartier, the honorable mention.
That time, Becker's serve too strong, so an error there makes it 4-2. Stops the run of three straight. Now Bryn Shoup back to serve for the Cobras. Both these teams 8-0 in league play entering this one. Second meeting between the two here in 24. The first meeting in league play. And there's a deflected ball that goes out. The Chargers get the point. Good defense up front by the Cobras, but couldn't keep it inside the line. 5-2.
I said that was kind of what happened in the Hiawatha Invitational. It was just about the battle up front, up at that net, and see who comes up with it. Right now, Huffless has done a great job defensively.
Sherlin gets it across. Chargers backside. Sturton, the sophomore. Shoup for the Cobras. Now Bosley with two hands. Dug up on the back line by Becker. Left side. Here's the set. Huffless spike into the net. Boy, they teed it up beautifully, but just not off the face of the club. And it's now 5-3. Jackson Heights to serve back within two. And Sherling gets it across, and a diving effort keeps it from being an ace. Huntlitz again puts one down, and dug up nicely. Here's Bosley, two-handed tap, diving, nowhere to be found. So again, the finesse shot, caught it over the line, back-to-back points by Jackson Heights, and they're within 5-4.
Yeah, she faked up a little misdirection. Looks like she was about to push it real hard with her hands just forward, but that time she goes up a little underhand on the palm, and that one, it just sank right in.
Hutchlitz gets it back to the middle of the floor, and then Kabia able to get it across. Now the Cobras want to tie it here. Bosley punching it with one hand. Well, the pink jersey's ready for it. Hutchlitz, spike, defended well. Now the Cobras trying to settle. Free ball. Bosley gets it back across. Now a miss it here on the back line. Chasing into the stands, and a third ball is somehow gotten across. And now tap down, and miss hit out of play, and somehow the Chargers are going to get that point.
And Carly Hutchlitz, she can just really do it all. She did really all of it in that rally, even with the finish on the kill. Here now she's back to serve. Big opportunity for Horton coming up.
So after getting that point, Hutchlitz near ace, but dug up nicely by the Cobras. Now Shoup on the back line gets it over. Here's Chartier. They want it to her. There's the set. Tipped up in the air. Cobras have it. To the front of the net. Now Bosley will tee one up. Dug up on the back line. Pink jerseys everywhere. There's another spike. Dug up on the back line by Cochran. Now Shoup from deep and gets it down. From the back line, buries it in front of that back line of the pink jerseys, and it's now 6-5.
Yeah, between Becker and Hufflis, neither of them could handle the heat.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. That's what they say. Or at least some of them do. Here's Maddie Bacon. Plenty of puns when she gets in there. Now she fires one into the net, and it's 7-5. Forgot to turn on the stove.
Bert Bacon.
Okay. Off and running here. First place on the line in the NEKL. Back to serve is Sturton, the sophomore. Cobras get it to the front of the net, and Melly's across. Here's Hutchlitz. Here's covers up. Hit high into the air, and Bosley able to get it back across. Nicely deflected there. Here is Chartier. There's the spike. Deflected high. Bacon pushing it. Bosley, spike. Good defense by covers up. Bacon again. There's the tap. Chartier. Back to Chartier. One-handed tap. Cobra's ready for it. Now Bosley deflected down. Covers up with the defense there. Back to back now for the Chargers, leading 8-5.
Yeah, covers up. She's one of those, and she's one of the tallest here on the court for the Chargers, probably the tallest, and she really uses that height to her advantage when taking on the Cobras up at the net.
Starting with the serve, Chargers here with the early lead in set one. First place on the line in the Northeast Kansas League as we're about to the halfway point in league play. And another point. Correction, violation. It looked like it was going to be a Chargers point, but take it away. Cobras get it.
I think Bobby Becker might have been called on a violation for getting under the net. At least that's what it perceived from my angle.
So 8-6. Chargers by a deuce. Cobras with the near ace. They get it left side. Sturton spike is too strong. Correction, that was Becker. 8-7. Back-to-back points for the Cobras. Chargers 16-9 overall coming in. Jackson Heights at 13-5. Cobras with the serve. Hutchlitz back line. Chartier. Push back across. Now the Chargers again. They want Chartier. There's the set. There's the spike. There's the point. 9-7. Boy, the combination with Hutchlitz and Chartier, two likely candidates for first team all league honors, I would have to imagine. The way they have played all throughout the year. Now miscommunication by the Cobras. Three gray jerseys around it, but nobody deciding to take it. And an easy point there and a timeout for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, always got to call a timeout after miscommunication like that.
10-7, our score, set one. First place on the line in the league. We'll talk about it as we continue on here on KNZA.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Everest. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First place on the line, sole possession of it. in the NEKL, about halfway through the league play here in 2024. Jackson Heights and Horton, both 8-0 in league play. Out of the timeout, Horton with the lead, but the Cobras get a little bit closer. A kill shot by Brent Shoup, and it's 10-8.
Well, it's a lot of confidence to come out for Brent Shoup. She was the one who kind of mismanaged the communication before the timeout, but right there, a lot of confidence that she's able to overpass that, come up to the net, get a nice kill shot.
There is Jennifer Mellies on the serve, dug up here by Chartier. They want it back to Chartier. Her spike attempt is about a 5 out of 10 on the Richter scale, but still found an opening. 11-8. Horton gets it right back. Chartier wearing jersey number 12. Pink out tonight, and it's going to be an 8. 12-8.
And Chartier came into the day, and Loveless also came into the day too. Both of them nearly 38 kills or aces apiece, and that's why this team is so successful, is because of how great their senior leadership is when it comes to the serving game.
Fake in to shoot, but she hits it into the net. Slams the ball down in frustration and kind of puts her hands in the air and looks to the sideline. 3 of the 4 points out of the timeout to Horton, and their lead is 13-8. Taking a little miscommunication, but Shoup again short arms it into the net. And it looks like maybe the Cobras finding some miscommunication here, and it's 14-8.
That's what Horton did really well against Mar Hill in game number 1. They caused miscommunication and frustration, and it allowed for a lack of focus and discipline. Here that's continuing, and they're going to strive off of that momentum.
And another ace for Piper Chartier. 15-8. The Chargers. Here in set 1, both teams undefeated in league play, entering this matchup at 8-0. And Chartier does it again. 3 straight aces. 16-8. It's a double up now, and the Cobras falling behind.
She's got a 3 of a kind. Give her 2 more full flush, right?
Which suit is she looking for? Well, she didn't get it, but somehow keeping it alive is Hutfliss. Now the Cobras finally trying to settle down here and push it across with 2 hands. Here's Hutfliss. Chartier backside. Dripped down by Link, but the Cobras ready. Now Shoup will tap, defend it, slapped into the air, and able to get across on a free ball. Cobras got it. Far side of the floor. Bacon, Shoup leaning, firing, and delivering. A much-needed point into the back near side corner. That stops a run of 6 straight, 8 of 9. And it's now 16-9, Horton.
And that one was on a dime, and Shoup, a little bit out of breath here. She's trying to recover. Teammates coming up to her, giving some good encouraging words. And Jackson Heights, they're going to come from behind right now. They're going to try to, at least.
Mulroy, still battling at the net. Good diving effort here by the Chargers. Left side, tapped across. I think it hit the pole. So that should be a Cobras point, and it is. Here, great play, but back-to-back there for the Cobras. Within 16-10, they keep the serve.
Can't let your hand or the ball hit the pole.
Spinning it and firing is Mulroy. Dug up by Sturton. They get it. Hutfliss delivers a kill shot with a lot of pace behind it. 17-10.
And that one was what you would just consider an angle shot. It's from one side of the court all the way to the other. And it was on a frozen rope from Hutfliss.
Becker with the serve. Sherling gets it back after setting it up. Dug up on the back line. Chargers push it across. Now the Cobras. They tee one up. Chesney too strong with the right hand. It was a good job by Kabia, who kind of slid for it and then pulled back at the right time because it was too strong. And it's now 18-10.
I was about to also give a compliment to the libero number 9, the senior, and that's why she has that knowledge, is because she's a senior and she knows when to kind of pull away from something like that with that reaction time.
And another 8, and the Chargers have all the momentum here in set number 1. They lead it 19-10. It was back and forth. And then we took a timeout, and then after that timeout, 6 straight, 9 of 12 have gone to Horton since that timeout, and that one just awkwardly mishit. And Becker just misfired on that serve, so it's now 19-11. This is your chance. This is the time for the Cobras to rattle off some points and fight their way back into it. Shoup with the serve. Hutchless sends it back, taps across, and down it goes. Lydia Link, the senior. 20-11.
Mentioned how successful Horton is this year already and how they're going to continue that success. Already the best records they've had since 2013. With an opportunity to win over Jackson Heights right here, they have a legit chance of being ranked in the 2A top 10 after this if they can come up with a win.
There's a set. There's a spike. It's well defended. Hutchless on the block. Then the ricochet went out of play, so Jackson Heights getting the point. And it's 20-12 Chargers. As Chesney Cochran, the junior, continues to serve here. Sends it over. Becker covers up left side. Spike attempt and down just in front of the back line. Kara covers up the junior. 21-12. Horton in front. Dynamite effort here for the Chargers. First place on the line in the Northeast Kansas League. Sole possession of it. Here's Bosley with the spike. Oh, nicely dug up by Becker. Now pushed to the front of the net. Down it goes. Staying alive, though. Good job by Jackson Heights. Backside. Sturton deflected. Bosley able to get it back across. That was Shoup, actually. Now they set up, covers up. Her spike attempt deflects off the top of the net and finds an opening. 22-12. It's a 10-point advantage for Horton.
Back-to-back points for Garrett Coverstuff, and I'll tell you what, the Chargers are, they look like dynamite right now. They are coming out explosive and in style.
Well, they have dominated since that timeout was called, and they're going to get another one here as it's hit out of play. And awkwardly hit by the sophomore, Jennifer Mellies, and another timeout. And rightfully so, Chargers in control, 23-12, the home team in action and in front. Back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
September 30th is the deadline for fall crop insurance and changes. Normally, this is for wheat, but there are more options and decisions for the 2024 crop year. Let the professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha guide you through margin protection to protect against rising input costs, cutting into your profit margin, and the possibility of insuring double crop soybeans after wheat. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance at 621 Main in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a chance for the Chargers. They have dominated between the two timeouts here. It was close in the middle, but 13 of 18 points to the home team Chargers, and they are 2 points away from a set one victory. And now 1 point away as it's another ace for Carly Huntfliss. 24-12. How about this set one performance for the home team Chargers?
Oh, the performance is absolutely incredible, but also the crowd, and I'll talk a little bit more about that after this game ends, but man, it is a presence here tonight for Horton.
Chance to put set one away pretty quickly. Here's Bosley setting one up. Dug up here on the back line. Now taps across and over and down, and the Chargers with a dominant second half performance in set one, and they beat Jackson Heights 25-12. We'll step aside 2 minutes, and we're back after this on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Dilbert Sampler in Sabetha is excited to announce they are partnering with 868 Candle Company for a candle pour on Saturday, September 28th at 1 p.m. at Village Sampler in Sabetha. You pick your jar, you pick your scent, and you pour. Limited spots available. Make sure to register with 868 Candle Company. Remember, Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Plus, they have home decor and memorial items. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha and register for their candle pour Saturday, September 28th at 1 p.m.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades, and that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
At Sabetha Family Practice, we are excited to introduce our new family medicine physician, Dr. Robert Nagley. A native of Sabetha, Dr. Nagley is dedicated to providing compassionate care in the community he calls home. Whether it's a routine checkup or something more, Dr. Nagley and our team is here for you. Call us to schedule an appointment with Dr. Nagley or any of the providers at Sabetha Family Practice. Your health is our priority. We look forward to serving you and your family with the quality care you deserve.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, sole possession of the Northeast Kansas League is on the line in the home team Horton Chargers dominance against Jackson Heights in set one. Final matchup tonight, 25-12. And Crendon, after that first timeout where it was a 10-7 score, 20 points delivered after that, 15 of which went to Horton.
Yeah, no, this Horton team is, well, I'm going to be honest with you, historic. Just looking up at the banner, they have not won a regional for volleyball ever. They have not won a sub-state. And that's something that I truly believe that this team is very capable of right now. They have a legit opportunity this year coming in that they have a team. This is their best season since 2013, and it's only halfway point. They got a lot of great group of seniors. The energy is great. I haven't seen this big of an energy from Horton since 2023 when their boys team won sub-state against Riverside. Tell you what, it's a good one here from Horton.
Well, the Cobras are going to have to rally together as we're off and running in what is a must-win set two for the Cobras. Good rally to start. Shoop leaning back on one. Keeps it high into the air. Chargers now on the far side of the floor, hitting to the near side. Here's Mulroy, front of the net. They set it up for Shoop. Her spike, into the net. 1-0 Chargers. Well, you talk about looking up at the banners, and we had mentioned earlier tonight how Horton, this is their best season in a decade at least. This, again, sole possession of first place in the league, and we still got a half, you know, halfway to go in the league play, but their last volleyball league championship, 1989.
It's been a struggle, and this is the year historically that they can make a true run for a lot of accomplishments.
There's another point for Horton. They're out to a 2-0 lead. Right now serving far side to near side, the senior Piper Chartier. Puts a good one down, but dug up. Now up to Shoop. And sent across, and I think we get a violation. That's against Jackson Heights in an early 3-0 Horton lead. Set number two.
Momentum's just on the side of the Chargers, and a lot of that you can thank to the student section to the right over here. They are making this one proud here for the Chargers.
I would think they have an idea of what's at stake here tonight, how rowdy it's been. Here's Shoop, near side. They want to set Shoop back up. Her spike attempt is delivered down in the back left corner. Now, Sturton had a chance, but too much heat behind it. It's now 3-1.
Yeah, Shoop just hitting it with the silencer, just trying to quiet down the crowd with a nice little kill shot. Now opportunity to serve. Just has to command and general that offense into a chance to win here.
First opportunity to serve for the Cobras. Here is Hutbliss. Her spike, and it's hit right into the net. So, again, a little bit slow on the jump and was coming down on it as she hit it. So back-to-back Cobra points, and it's now 3-2. Junior Bryn Shoop will serve near side to far side. Gets one down in there. Dug up by Sturton. There's a set. There's a spike. Good save by Shoop that time. Now pushed near side. Here's Bosley. Puts it down and out of play. So Bosley ties it at 3-3.
Been a while since we've called on the senior, and there she goes. Shows up in a mighty time when she's needed. And that's something that Jack Tice really needs to hear more of is their seniors. They need to find a little bit more leadership from that level and bring it down here. A great ace.
There's an ace by Shoop. 4-3. So the Chargers scoring the first three. And the Cobras have come back with four straight to take the lead.
The first lead here over Horton of the ninth.
Yeah, I'm kind of running it down, and they did not lead at all in that first set, although they were within one or two on multiple occasions, but there's a service error, and we're tied at four. So that was the Cobras' first lead tonight, and quickly evaporated, now tied up. Far side of the floor, Bobby Becker, right into the net, actually below the net. Misfired on that one, 5-4. Jackson Heights in front.
Well, last one she had up there was a misfire, and maybe felt a tad bit worried again on it, but still, she's been a great player all night, and she's led to a lot of success for Horton.
Chargers have it. Far side of the floor. Sturton taps with two hands. Cobra's ready. Push it far side. Bosley. Finesse. saved by the Chargers. Now double tap. And did it fall? I think we got a whistle before that point. I did not see the call.
Blake Jackson has to get the point. Doesn't have to serve. 6-4 game.
So 6-4. What would have been a point for the Chargers. Wipe it away. Hunt Bliss back. There's the set. There's the spike. And it's batted up into the air. Cobras get it back here. They push it far side. Bosley, there's her spike. And she delivers into the back left corner.
And here you're finally hearing that name and you're hearing consistency. Bosley, Bosley, Bosley. She's getting some good shots. She's getting set up in the way that she wants to. And she's finding great zone placement.
Right now, Cobras all the momentum. 7 of the last 8 after they started behind 3-0. Here's Chartier, sends one across. Cobra's ready, push it. Bosley leaning back, firing, and a little bit strong. Well, they had it teed up right. And too strong, leaning back on it. It's now 7-5. Horton gets the serve back.
Yeah, I mentioned that lean back. Sometimes you just kind of put yourself in too difficult of a hitting spot. That time, a little too much lean.
Here's the serve, near side. Shoot down to a knee to pick it up. Push to the far side. There is Sherling into the back right corner and finds one. Haven't called Anna Sherling's name a ton here in this matchup, but gets a point there, and it's now 8-5 Cobras.
Yeah, I saw her a lot more heavily 2 weeks ago in that triangular with JC and Valley Falls, which Jackson Heights came out dominant 2-0 of, and here they still have an opportunity, but they're having the battle.
Sole possession of first place in the Northeast Kansas League on the line for the winner of this one. And Horton won the first set, but the Cobras right now leading set 2-8-5. Cobra's scrambling, saved by Shoup, sent across. Chargers now want to set something up, push it middle, covers up, deflected, and back into the air. Right at the net, tapped across by Jackson Heights. Now they keep it back into the air and send it back over. Chargers again, tapped with two hands, but that is too strong. Hutchlitz, the miss hit, and it's now 9-5, Jackson Heights.
Jackson Heights is being patient now. They're living out the rallies, and that's what you have to do. Play the long game sometimes.
Good serve, but the Chargers set it up front of the net. There's Sturton spike, dug up by Bacon. Middle of the floor, Mellies now sends it across. Hutfliss, there's the set, and there's the kill. Hutfliss delivers into the back corner. And it's now 9-6. As the Chargers trail here, but get the serve back far side of the floor with Hutfliss. Horton won the first set with ease, 25-12. Right now the Cobras have come out with a little more momentum in set two. They need it to force a winner-take-all set three, and that point somehow stayed inside the line. Everybody for Horton on the back line let it go. It was the wrong mistake, and the Cobras now lead it 10-6.
Yeah, you know what? That's a 50-50 toss-up there. As a player, I'm sure in real time you see that one. He just rides right on the line, but overall just a great shot by Mellies getting it over there.
Bosley sends it across. Sturton taps, deflected. Nice shoot. Good defense. And the Cobras now looking like a completely different team here in the early half portions of set number two, one in which they need.
Oh, yeah. Shoot made that play. And I was just talking to Shoot's dad just a little bit ago. Oh, what happened to that Horton game in Hiawatha? And he made a great mention. It's that play up of that net. It's that defense up of the net. And that's what Horton dominated in those two games.
Leaning back, getting it across his charts here. Now the Cobras trying to scramble it to the front of the net, and they do, and able to get it across. Here's Hutfliss, near side. There's the spike, and just a touch long. It was miss hit by Sturton. And now I think we see a timeout, and we do. A double here for the Cobras and a must win. They lead Horton 12-6 in set two. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And back to it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. As you mentioned, Seth Tollefson leading us in. We appreciate him doing the hard work. Kirk Kilman in studio. Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tadman. A must win here for Jackson Heights and a good start for them in set two. They lead it 12-6.
Yeah, they started this one down 0-3, but man, they found themselves in a good one. And, you know, it's about finding momentum for yourself, but also finding consistency, and that's what they're building upon and trying to build upon.
Shoop on a free ball, sends it to the far side of the floor. They set up covers up, a little tapper, Shoop to a knee, keeps it alive. Now back to the net, sent across by Jackson Heights, and now a free ball has to get over for the Chargers, and they're able to do so. Bacon with the fake tap shot, and down it goes. Seen that a couple times tonight for Maddie Bacon, and then gets taken down by Shoop in excitement. Hopefully Bacon didn't get hurt right there. That's Shoop is covering her face, saying, I'm sorry. She was just excited for the point. It's now 13-6.
Yeah, and Bacon does it well. Bacon does great when you scramble some eggs with it. She scrambles that one right in between the defenders. I mean, it is the best example you can really give of it. All the defenders just right in between. That's what you have to do. You have to apply miscommunication to a defense.
Good dig there by Bosley. Here's Shoop. Left side into the back corner. It is all Cobras right now. It is 14-6. It was 12-6 before that timeout. And they have scored the first two out of the timeout. Bosley continues to serve a line drive, just barely tipping the top of the net. But now gets one back. Up front to Bacon. Backside Mulroy spike and in there. Again the Cobras. 15-6. In a must win after the Chargers dominated set one. It is the exact opposite so far in set two.
You know, in set number one, the one thing that Horton did is that they were aggressive, and they got aggressive with their spikes, riding that line and really applying a lot of pressure here. That's Jackson Heights and what they're doing. They're taking a page out of the playbook right now, and it's working for them.
Mulroy pushing one across, leaning back, and I think it's to the side of the pole it is, and that stops the run, and an erupt crowd there. The students for the Chargers loving that one. They needed it. And that ends a run of six in a row for Jackson Heights. It's now 15-7 as Ella Sturton, the sophomore, back to serve it. Spins it, fires it. Good pace to it. Missed hit on the back line, and that's an ace.
Well, we've seen what is the factor for Horton, and that is when they are serving the ball. They do the best when it's in their control. And that's how Jackson Heights is going to have to play this. You got to be able to win that point and get into your own territory.
And missed it by Sturton off the side of the hand and into the net. So a free point for Jackson Heights. Back to the double-up variety. It is 16-8.
That's a miscue that you haven't seen too much, but one that Jackson Heights is really taking up on a break.
There is Jennifer Mellies back to serve. Covers up. Little left-handed tap. Shoop was there. A whistle. And I think they get covers up with the net violation, and that gives one to Jackson Heights. They're leading now 17-8 in set two. Trying to force a winner-take-all set three with first place on the line in league play.
This is the best set and game they put against Horton this year, and they're coming up with this one.
And they come up with an ace, 18-8. Boy, the flip of a switch.
From set number one. It's really just truly night and day. It's pretty much just like reversal for both teams.
Well, Melly's the service error there. And 18-9 now the score. Chargers down, getting the serve back to libero Cameron Cavilla. A senior to serve it. Launching one down. It's batted up into the air by Layla Cochran. Here's Shoop. Her spike. Oh, it curls it into the back corner. Couldn't have stood on the other side and dropped it in a better spot. 19-9. Boy, Shoop has been dynamite here in this second set.
No, she's finally getting hot here, and she's finding the placements of her spikes. That's just something that this team was struggling with in set number one. They had the shot set up. They just could not finish, and they are finishing.
Well, there's the service error. McKinley Mulroy, a little bit strong, 19-10. Chargers get the serve back, and it was all Horton in set one, 25-12. It has been all Cobras here in set two. Push it backside, Shoop again, leaning back, able to get it across, and somehow it got down. She drops to a knee in disbelief. I don't think she thought that was even going to work that way, and sometimes when it's right, and right now it's all right for the Cobras.
Well, the kill leader had over 100 kills coming into the night. Man, she's been tallying it here, and especially in this set number two against Horton. She is rocking like a rock star.
Well, that time Hutchlitz had the kill shot, but it's too strong. Boy, it was set up beautifully for Carly Hutfliss, but just too strong. And it's now 21-10.
You mentioned Hutfliss. She was the star of the show in set number one, but right now it's the Shroop spotlight, and that's what she needs to do. She just needs to keep it on her if she wants to help this Cobras overcome this deficit. But if you're Horton, you want to get that spotlight back on yourself. You want to be able to overcome this. Looks like some stoppage, but as the play continues, yeah, no, Horton just has to get some focus and mentality back up in this one.
Shroop gets it across, and the Chargers tap it across with Hutfliss. Mulroy, left side, Sherling, Bosley now sends it across. Pink jersey's trying to unify. There's a kill shot that's too strong. Cobras again, 22-10. Well, it's not over yet, but I will say I think this one probably partner deserves a third set with first place on the line.
I completely agree, but also they just switched the points. It's 21-11 now, so they got a violation against the Cobras.
Uh-oh, I might have jinxed it, and there's a near ace, but... And it will be an ace.
An opportunity to come back.
21-12. Well, as soon as I assume there's going to be a third set, back-to-back points for Horton.
Yeah, and right now it's Bobby Becker, back to the sophomore. You saw her super saves twice in a row, but now she's getting back to that comfortability that she was at the start of this game.
That is too strong. Service air. 22-12. Jackson Heights set two. They get the serve back. Let's see if Chesney Cochran can finish her off and force this third and final set. Sends it across. Chartier sets one up. And Mulroy with a missed hit, but it's saved, and Shoop gets it across with two hands. And now another tapper is in there for the Chargers. Piper Chartier makes it 22-13.
Just got to keep battling. Find your best players and get them the opportunity with the ball. This time, Piper Chartier, one of the top two players on this team, next to Carly Hutfliss.
One of the four seniors, Lydia Link, serving, sending it. Shoop, able to keep it alive, fell over in the process. Now Bosley taps it with two hands. Diving efforts by multiple pink jerseys and too many hits. No, great effort, but unsuccessful. 23-13, Jackson Heights. Both teams make subs. Bacon back to serve.
Tell you what, Shoop is out of breath. I mean, she has... You want to talk about someone who's going wall-to-wall on this court. Shoop has been the player.
Yeah, Shoop needs a break. She looks exhausted, but that's a good start because that is an ace for Bacon, and it is now set point at 24-13.
Let's see how the Bacon can cook here on the final point of set.
Well, the important thing is you tried. Here's the set and the spike batted into the air. Cobra's a chance here. Speaking of Bacon, pushing it. Bosley, two-handed tap. And a violation on the Chargers, and that's it.
There's a lift.
They call the lift, and we'll head to a third and final set with first place in the NEKL on the line. We step aside for a timeout. Final set's coming up next. Don't miss it here on KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KM offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KM Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sole possession of first place in the Northeast Kansas League is on the line with one set remaining. Horton over Jackson Heights in set one, 25-12. Flip of the switch for the Cobras in set two, 25-13. It all comes down to this.
Yeah, you are right. Flip of the switch. It was a lights-out set for Horton in set number one. It was a lights-out set for Jackson Heights in set number two. Horton, 25-12 over Jackson Heights in set number one, and 25-13 for Jackson Heights in set number two. And it's like you could have just replaced either team in those sets. It's the success is what defined both teams in the set. The kill shots were there. The opportunities were there. The mistakes, you know, flip-flopped. Everything flip-flopped, where you saw the success on one team in one set, you saw the negative the other team in the set, and in that pretty much flip script. So in set number three, well, only one team can have that situation. Someone's got to come out the winner, and someone's going to be leading the NAKL by the end of this one. It should be a good one.
Both teams 8-0 in league play coming into this one. They both knocked off Moore Hill Mounts Academy. And their other matchups tonight, Jackson Heights 13-5 overall with that 8-0 record in league play. The Chargers at 16-9 and the 8-0 mark in league play. One final set. Winner here takes sole possession of first place. We mentioned earlier that this is the best season for the Chargers in over a decade, and they're looking for their first NEKL title in volleyball since 1989.
Yeah.
Been a long time.
Long time.
I was born in 1989.
Ooh.
I'll let people do the math at home. I'm not going to say it, but
I'm still young, but you know what? It's a perfect time for this. It's
Kurt.
A perfect time for this Chargers team. They've never won a sub-state before either, and this year is also a prime year for them to do exactly just that. So they got to play this one.
Well, the Chargers on the near side, Cobras far side. The final set underway. Shoop, nicely dug up on the back line by Sturton, and then miss hit by Hutchless. Was leaning out of bounds and tried everything she could to keep it in play, but the Cobras, a 1-0 lead.
The first time Jackson Heights has come out tonight against the Chargers and took in the first point of set.
Mulroy with the serve. Chargers get it to the front. Here's the set. Chartier spike dug up by Cochran on the back line. Now Shoop leaning back and just pushes it across. Probably the MVP for the Cobras in that second set, and off the top of the net, put down by Piper Chartier. Deadlock.
That
1-1.
That one was piping hot right there. Chartier finding it right in the perfect placement, and this is just what you're going to see between these two teams. Throw it hit.
Both teams undefeated in league play at 8-0. There's a service error by Chartier into the net, 2-1. Boy, it magnifies now, giving up those 3 points on missed hits and service errors. I feel like the amped up is going to continue to rise the deeper we get into this final set. Chartier, right side, Sturton sends it across, and missed hit by Sherling. Actually, that was Bobby Becker, earning that point for the Chargers. We have alternated the first four. It's 2-2.
Huge opportunity here for Bobby Becker. We've seen what she's been able to do tonight. She's struggled in the last set, and she's going to continue to struggle here in set number three with the service error.
Right into the net, just awkwardly hit off the right hand. And now back to serve, Chesney Cochran, the junior. A 3-2 Cobras lead, final set. And now another service error, 3-3.
Yep.
I feel like we've matched the service errors
the entire night.
On the entire night, or at least in this match, from the first two. It was pretty clean, I think, for the most part. A back-to-back service errors there. Cobras trying to scramble it back in. Somehow they get it across. Pushed up to the front of the net, tapped down, and now sent back across, and down it goes. Carly Hutcliffe. That gives Horton the lead at 4-3. Now it's going to be Lydia Link. Lydia, L-Y-T-T-I-A. Sends across a good serve. Cobra's ready for it. Here's Bosley. Tees one up. Tapped in the air and down it goes. Good defense up front. Covers up in there, but just couldn't quite get enough of the hand on it to get it back across, and it's now a 4-4 tie.
You can already tell with this game, it's just going to be about, you know, who limits the errors. That's kind of about an entire game, but most of the time, you can kind of get away with some errors. This one, eliminate errors, and also take advantage of opportune shots.
Bacon with the serve, covers up on the spike, launched into the air. Shoop chasing into the rafters, ricochets, and somehow sent across by Bosley off the rafters, and now a spike into the net. Bosley earning that one, 5-4.
What an incredible attempt from Jackson Heights. That one looked like it was going to get lost in the backside of bleachers until Shoop kept it alive, and then magically just a rainbow got sent over from Bosley for the point.
Here's Hutchless spike dug up by Bacon. Then back across on a second try, middle of the floor, now left. Here's Hutchless spike. Hutchless plus one. 5-5.
That's what you like about your senior. She's unshaken. And right there, perfect shot, kill shot, taking it right between all the defenders, not afraid to get aggressive with it.
Serve for Hutchless. Cobras get it to Bacon, front of the net. Little two-handed tap shot, deflected, out of play. Bacon again. She has been loving that little fake set tap over. She's had a couple of points, getting another one there. It is now 6-5, Jackson Heights.
No, Bacon doesn't put too much heat on it.
Here is the serve across, near side. Now the Cobras get it back. Bacon sets it up front. Ellie's tried, but not much behind it. Here is Chartier, deflected. Cobras have it. Bacon near side. Shoot. The tap. Batted into the air. Covers up now. Gets it across. Mulroy. Shoot. Delivers. Batted into the air. Up against the net. Cobras scrambling. Shoot again. And it's dug up by Becker. And behind the net it goes. Cobras earn it. And when I mean earn it, they earned it.
And they've been earning every point in this set. And that's what you want to do if you want to be a quality team. In long rallies, you don't stall. In times where it feels like the ball is about to hit the ground, it's went against the net, it just feels like a mistake has been made. You find the happy accident through it.
Here is Hutchless. They set it up. There's the certain spike, but the Cobras defend it well. Chargers again. Covers up. Two hands, not much behind it. Cobras, Bacon, Mulroy, two hands. Deflected. Down it goes.
And there's the senior, McKinley Mulroy. Again, another senior that just has to fill her role and step up, and right there she does to help the Cobras take this three-point lead.
And the final set of the night, the winner will take sole possession of first place in the NEKLs. We're at the halfway point in league play. Here is Shoop, delivers, deflected, covers up, nicely done. Too many hits. Finally, the defense up front, earning a point. They've been there all night. And slow to get up is Shoop, and good sportsmanship there with covers up and Shoop, making sure she's okay. She has been exhausted tonight, Brent Shoop, and it's now 8-6.
But she gets up with so much energy, and I think that's what really just helps this Jackson Heights team, and it puts a lot of smiles on the court, and you can see that.
Mulroy on a second hit. Shoop just taps it across. Hutchless up front. Chartier spike deflected high into the air. Bacon pushing it to the front. Mulroy across. Now Sturton and Kabia covers up across. Cobras now. Bacon. Miss hit. Into the net. That just miss hit there, and it's now 8-7. Back-to-back points for Horton.
Miss is something that's just going to go right back at you, and it's just giving opportunities. And we talked about it. Horton does the best when they're on the offensive side of the ball here, and they have a chance to serve.
Sturton with a chance to tie it. Chargers get it middle of the floor to Bacon. Up front, Shoop, two hands, covers up, just taps it right back across. Bacon again, middle of the floor. And now Bosley hits it out. Three straight for the Chargers. We're tied at 8. And Horton won the first set 25-12. Jackson Heights, second set winner, 25-13. And set 3, we're deadlocked at 8. Sturton again with the serve. Bacon. Miss hit the set and just taps across there by Jennifer Mellies. Here is Chartier with the left hand. Pushed up by Shoop. Bacon now two hands across. Sturton, front of the net. Chartier waits for it. Delivers. And dug up by Bosley. Shoop. Too strong. Four straight for the Chargers. They get the lead back. It's 9-8.
They're staying patient. They're just allowing the mistakes to happen, and especially when you got those big-time kill shots and players like Shoup, they're just letting it go and letting it sail out.
Sturton again continues to serve here on this run by the Chargers. They got the lead back. Here's Shoup again, spikes it into the net. And a timeout. Five straight for the home Chargers. They have a 10-8 lead. We'll step aside for a tight 30. Back after this on KNZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, before that timeout, five straight points by the Chargers here on their home floor. They have a 10-8 lead on Jackson Heights here in a winner-take-all set number three in the final matchup of the night. Sole possession of first place on the line as both teams are undefeated at 8-0 in league play. Sturton again out of the timeout, continuing the run. Has the server here. Now Kapia sets it up. Here is Chartier, delivers a whistle and a violation on the Cobras. The run continues out of the timeout. 11-8 Horton.
And they're getting hot with their best players. And here we're seeing Leah Sturton also step up, the young sophomore. And that's what you want to find for the Horton Chargers, is just his underclassmen being able to fill those roles.
Fake in, far side, taps across by Mellies, and hit too many times. It was nearly a fantastic third hit with one hand with the back to the basket, but Cobra's a much-needed point there, now 11-9. Stops the run of six straight points. And now Mellies will serve, another sophomore. Chartier backside, covers up, off the deflection, another dive, and unavailable. Covers up. Gets the point, 12-9, Horton by three. Both teams will sub, rotations on the front line. Shoup has to go to the back line, and it was Kapia, sends across the serve there. They want Shoup, two-handed tap. It is Huntless, now Link, Bosley, Bacon, Cochran. They fake it. There's the set. There's the spike. It's too long. Chartier taps the chest, says, my bad. Was a little strong on that hit. She was set up well, but now it's 12-10. We have alternated 4 points after the timeout. Chargers leading 12-10. Winner take all set number three. First place on the line in league play. Here's Link leaning back, fires it across. Cochran, the libero on the back line. Now, hit into the net, Anna Sherling. Kind of mistimed her jump, and now 13-10 is the Chargers' lead.
Chargers just got to get ahead here, and really they got a great opportunity with Piper Chartier. You know, we came into the day with her being the best server on this team, and she has a chance here.
And they get it back across. Now both teams kind of scrambling a bit. Now Hutless a spike, dug up by Shoup, long out of play. Now a third ball has to get back over, and it does. Chargers, Chartier, Link, her spike, tips. Another good play on the back line. Now Sherling sends it across. Chargers again, Hutcliffe spike, Hutcliffe deliver. Carly Hutcliffe, 14-10. Horton by four. Largest lead for them in set three.
And that's that little combo, Piper Chartier getting the assist and setting it up to her senior teammate, Hutcliffe.
Another good serve. Mulroy sets it up, Shoup, two-hand, finesse, tapped into the air, Chartier across on the back line, pushed up front, and the Cobras with Sherling gets it across. Now battle at the net, punched across by Horton, they get it right back. Kabia, left side, Hutcliffe, delivers. Beautiful setup there by the libero, Cameron Kabia.
Back-to-back times, we've seen Hutcliffe up in that same spot. If she's an outside hitter, so she dominates that left outside corner, and when she has an opportunity where you got the double block on her near side and there's too much space in the middle of that floor, she's going to take that all day.
Chartier sends it across. Mulroy, middle of the floor. Chesney finishing. Chesney Cochran, much needed for the Cobras. 15-11, they're within four. That stops a three straight by the Chargers. They'll get the serve back again. 15-11 here in set three. It is Shoup, angles, and fires. Kavia, Chartier, Hutflitz, off the top of the net, and out of play, deflected by the Cobras. And it is a point for Horton. 16-11, their lead is five. Ties the largest lead here in the final set. Becker now to serve. Dribbles four times, five times, spins, and delivers. Line drive across the way. Chesney up front, three ball sent across. Here's Becker, Chartier, Link, into the net. 16-12.
Don't want to commit too many mistakes, too many errors. Get good bumps and good passes to your teammates. If you're Horton, and if you're Jackson Heights, you just want to roll with some momentum right here.
Chargers after the Cobra serve. Here is Sturton, deflected. Is it out? I don't know if the back judge was even paying attention here.
I thought they're just going to replay the play.
I don't think she was paying attention.
I don't think so either, but I also think that the ball was tipped. I just think
it was tipped.
I believe everybody tipped. Just wasn't really focusing. So that's just
they're going to have to replay that point. That would have been a point for Jackson Heights. Tapped across, they get it back. Mulroy up front. Here is Bosley, two hands. Chartier, Sturton, tap down. Kavia, backside, Link, tipped in the air, diving a shoot, gets it back across. Kavia, down with knee. Here's the Hutflitz spike, batted up in the air with one hand, and the Cobras get it across. Good rally here on this replay. Sturton again, two hands, taps it across. Far side of the floor, shoot, diving and saving it alive, and nobody there. As Chartier finally puts it down, and Shoup looks exhausted. That is a tough break for Jackson Heights because they had to replay what would have been a point for the Cobras, and the replay went to the Chargers, so that's a two-point swing right there.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate opportunity, but tell you what, man, Jackson Heights have an incredible player in Bryn Shoup, and she's been hustling all night.
Cobras have it. Speaking of Shoup, wants to set it up. Here is Mellies diving one down. Chartier digs this one up. Pass covers up. Hutflitz two hands. Pushed up by Shoup. Front of the net. Back across. Now it's Chartier. Correction, that's Hutflitz. Finds it in the back left corner and another point. As it's now 18-12 and a timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. Both teams exhausted. First place on the line, and we're back at a tight 30 on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First place on the line in the NEKL at the halfway point of the league play season. Two teams exhausted, and the Chargers of Horton on their home floor leading set 3, 18-12. Both set wins for both teams were fairly dominant, but right now the Chargers creating momentum here down the stretch in the final set. Out of the timeout, there's the serve. Bosley taps it across, covers up Chartier, back to covers up. Launched into the air, off the ceiling, and ricochets down, and that was a tough play up front for Jennifer Mellies, and it's now 19-12, largest lead for Horton.
And they got opportunity right here to take it with their senior, Lydia Link. She has an opportunity just to close it out or get it closer.
Link, a good serve. Two bodies go at it. Launched into the air. Bounces off the top of the net, and the Cobras get it back across. Chartier pushing backside. Sturton spikes it, but into the net. That was a much-needed point for Jackson Heights. They get the serve back and trail 19-13. It will be Bacon to serve.
We've seen Bacon a lot for Jackson Heights, be a very quality substitute coming off the bench and making a difference. We'll see if she can do one here.
Boy, what a one-handed hit by Covers up, and now a whistle. Ooh, I don't know. They stop play.
Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of a fighting here between the players.
So I think the angle of the ball, they're saying maybe crossed over the pole. I don't know if it did. I think the Chargers
looks like they're replaying the point. I'm not sure. They're not counting it officially yet. Yeah, they are.
And that service there is long. So now after all that, it is 20-14 Horton. They get the serve back. Well, I thought the Chargers had a pretty good argument there, but nonetheless, they go back and forth there. But the Chargers are trying to hold on here. Here's Melly, covers up with the defense and bats it down. Kara covers up the junior, makes it 21-14.
She has been a menace all night, mid-block position, just up there. She's the tallest player on the court, and it shows because that's how she's able to dominate. Great verticality as well.
Oh, Shoop saved that one, went down, slow to get up. She has been exhausted all night. Chargers tip down at the net, batted around. Bosley, a big point there for Jackson Heights. 21-15, they get the serve back, down six. Well, here's an opportunity as Bosley goes back to serve. Middle of the floor, sends it across. A near ace, but dug up. Chartier delivers. Down it goes. Clipped off the top of the net for Piper Chartier, and it's 22-15. The Chargers inching closer to sole possession of first place, as they are in search of their first league championship in a long time. But again, we're only at the halfway point. There's still a few weeks left, so still a lot of volleyball to be played. Cobra's battling at the net here, and I think a double hit there. Nellie's hit it twice, and it's 23-15. Nearing match points. Sturton again, back to serve.
Have to stay focused if you're Horton. Don't let too much of the crowd influence your decision-making and just keep momentum on your side.
Bacon gets it across. Hutfliss, Chartier delivers again. That combination has been sensational tonight. The two seniors, it is now match point at 24-15.
Piper Chartier, she came in tonight leading this team in assists, and Hutfliss, she came in tonight leading this team in kills. They are back and forth. Dynamic duo.
And a chance for sole possession of first place on this point. Shoop gets it across. Kavia, though, there. Chartier delivers. Knocked into the air. Now covers up a chance. Bosley high. Off the ceiling, but Shoop able to get it across on a free ball. Hunt blitz. Backside covers up into the net. We stay alive. 24-16.
Yeah, for Jackson Heights, you just cannot give up. Don't blink. Got to keep your eyes wide open now.
You got to rattle off eight straight.
Yep.
Not impossible, but it is a heavy task. And it'll be up to Jennifer Mellies to do that. Sends it across. Chartier covers up for the kill. Into the net again. Back-to-back short arm spike attempts into the net. 24-17. We stay match point. Now we get a new server here. It's going to be Layla Cochran.
Yeah, she's one of the greater servers on this year's team. She's a great softball pitcher, too. I've seen her go double innings, so we'll see if she can go here, too.
Chartier to the left side, and the sophomore, Bobby Becker, kills it into the back corner and delivers the winning point. And the Horton Chargers in sole possession of first place in the Northeast Kansas League as they stay undefeated, and the Cobras drop their first league match here in 2024. It's been a fun night. We'll take a timeout, come back, and wrap things up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 8 to learn how today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
Who you gonna call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who you gonna call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing. 785-459-2500.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Mega Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing. Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the fans certainly enjoyed that one here tonight as Horton survives Jackson Heights in three sets, 25-12, 13-25, 25-17, to not only sweep their home try with Morehill Mounts Academy as well, but as we have passed the halfway point in league play, Chargers now still undefeated at 9-0. They are perfect in league play. They have sole possession of first place by a game over Jackson Heights, a team that's Horton again, when it comes to volleyball, having their best season currently in over a decade, and now they control their own destiny for what would be their first league championship since 1989.
Yeah, now they're in the NAKL league here. And, you know, they've also not won a sub-state or regional ever. Of course, they go to it every year, but they have not had the opportunity to win. And this is a legit team with some legit players. I've talked to a lot of people in the community about this team. You know, Carly Huffless has been a player that's been always since grade school, been a hard worker, especially in volleyball, and she's really helped this team succeed. So Carly Huffless, Piper Chartier, Lydia Link, and then also Cameron Cabilla, who's the libero, the senior also. All these players give so much depth on a senior level, but also so much leadership to the lower players. Kara Coverstep, the junior, we got to call her name a lot. She dominates the front of the net. She's in the middle a lot of the times, and she's the tallest player up there. But it's great to see this Horton team succeed at a point like this. I mean, we haven't seen them have a winning season since 2013. In fact, this is their best record since 2013. And we talk about it again. They have not won a regional. They have not won a league since 89. And that's just something that, unfortunately, you know, that's unfortunate for a team to have to go that long slump. And for a year like this, they have an opportunity after the win after Morehill and Jackson Heights. You know, they could be ranked top 10, you know, coming out in the rankings tomorrow.
And I will say this. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if the KVA ranks affect maybe what happened here tonight. Again, Morehill Mounts Academy, they were in the ranks, but losing both matchups here. Now, we'll see if they fall out of the 2A ranks, but I'm not going to lie. This, again, our fourth week of our high school volleyball broadcast, and we have had great showings from all of our fan bases, but this last match particularly, I think everybody in the gym knew what was at stake. It seemed like everybody was dialed in, and for both sides, it was a very good atmosphere, and this place was packed here on this side of the floor. But so Horton again, both these teams will have an opportunity next week at Jefferson County North. They will play each other again at JCN. So Horton, Jackson Heights, Jefferson County North, they are off until that try next Tuesday. And then for the Ravens trying to bounce back, they will have the weekend off, and they will be hosting a league try next week on their home floor. So all three of these teams off for a week, and then back to it with no tournament action this weekend. But again, appreciate it very much. It was a lot of fun here tonight. As Horton goes 2-0, they now have sole possession of first place in the NEKL as they defeat Morehill Mounts Academy in the first matchup, 25-14, 25-14. Jackson Heights followed with a win over the Ravens, 25-13, 22-25, and 27-25. And in the nightcap, Horton takes down Jackson Heights, 25-12, 13-25, and 25-17. For Kirk Hillman in studio, Crendon Prophet, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for listening to High School Volleyball on KNCA.